Welcome to another episode of Like Mother, Like Daughter. I'm Kim and I'm the mom.
I'm Jasenia. I am the daughter.
Yes, indeed, you are. And quite a fly one, I might add.
Yeah. Right back at you, mama.
Appreciate it. You know, like mother, like daughter.
That is what I say.
So yes, time for another podcast. We've gotten a little bit off schedule because someone has been busy with a performance of Hamlet.
True, true. Yeah, we normally record on the weekends and my weekends have been a little busy.
How's it going?
Going well. It's been interesting because, like I said, we only perform on the weekends. So it's like a week of being out of it, which is kind of strange. But in a way, I like that because the whole 8 shows a week thing, I don't know how people do that.
Which is just normally how a theater performance runs.
That's normally how theaters go, right? Broadway, 8 shows a week. Like, that's just, you know, how it is. But I don't know. That never has really been my, like, I get bored doing the same thing over and over. So it's kind of nice to have the 2 shows a week and then find something new each weekend. But it's going well. The last really big performance we had was Valentine's Day. With lots of couples out. So that was really cute. And then our audiences have been growing more and more as time goes on. Mm-hmm. That first week was Super Bowl week, just a really bad, like, turnout because, you know, people care about football more than the arts, but that's just don't get me started. It's been really good. It's been really fun to, like, I don't know, just be Hamlet and let all my crazy emotions out and cry and yell and be a menace.
Have you gotten any feedback about the show or about you playing Hamlet or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, people have actually really been enjoying it. I think also the fact that it's an adaptation, so it's not word for word Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some colloquialisms, there's some Black references, there's just some, you know, there's some spice to it. So I think people like that. Yesterday, this guy came up to me and he was like, "What's your name?" And I was like, "Jasenia." And he's like, "Jessica. Jasenia." You know, we have masks on. It's very, you
right,
know,
right.
Articulators, you know what I'm saying? So I said, he's like, "Okay, Jasenia. Last name?" I was like, "Ingram?" He's like "James Ingram?" I'm like, "Yeah."
He's like, he was old school if he used James Ingram as a reference.
Right, exactly. I was like, "Okay." I said, "Yeah, like James." And he was like, "Yeah, I just got to know your name because I need to know for when you're famous." I said, "Well, thank you, sir." He said, "I got to track you." Well, not track, because that sounds weird, but a polite way of saying that.
Like, follow you.
That was really nice. Yeah, that was really, thank you. So, I mean, people have seemed to enjoy it. I think my friends were the most, like, surprised because I really, I don't know, like, this is the first time I've had a role that was not nice. Like, mm-hmm. not, you know, like a good, like the, I mean, Hamlet is the hero or the, what do you call it? The,
heroine? Protagonist.
The protagonist. Yeah. But, like they go crazy and like, you're low key abusive and like, you know, like not like a goody two shoes character. So it's been cool to play her. And I think my friends were really surprised. They came and saw it last weekend. I think they were really surprised by just, I don't know how different of a role it was for me.
Has Professor Bolden seen it? Speaking of that.
My professor has not seen it, but he's going to.
Oh, good.
And I feel like this is, I don't know, like people's schedules. I mean, for one, we're still in a panty. So there's that.
Not a panty. Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, we call it everything with a P these days.
We're still in a panty. We're still in a panty, right?
Yeah, I heard somebody call it a Pandora's box. I heard a Panera bread. I heard panoramic. I heard all types of things. A peninsula. I've heard everything. But yes, we're still in a panty. So I'm like, I understand if y'all can't make it out. You know, people have kids. People got stuff to do.
Right.
But I am excited for, we're recording it as a video. So hopefully, you know, everyone and their mom's grandma can see it.
Yeah, everyone and their moms and grandma.
Yeah, hopefully you can see it.
Because I have yet to see it. I'm like, can I see this production, please? Without flying to Atlanta, which I was thinking about doing. But right. we are in a panty.
But we are in a panty.
So I guess I have to wait for the link. Okay, random pause. How come, I guess I knew this, but I forgot. Did we have the same one cheek dimple deformity?
What?
Did you already know that?
I don't know. It's only one cheek?
Yeah. I have the same thing. And I think I just realized that you have it too.
Oh, I sure do. I guess because, well, for everybody, for context, we're on a Zoom call right now.
Right, right.
So my mother is looking at me in my face.
But I don't think I ever really noticed it.
Funny. Like mother, like daughter.
That okay, be there logo. We go. It should
just
be
a little dimple.
Oh my goodness. Just a new look. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. There's a squirrel. Anyway, I'm back. Funny. In the midst of all of this, well, congratulations again. And I look forward to seeing it. I think it's awesome. And congratulations to Alexis as well, your roommate / the director.
Yes. Powerhouse.
Very cool. So yeah, another reason why we were delayed doing the podcast is because we didn't have power for some of the time. No, let me hold on. Let me recorrect that, because that makes it sound like we were out of power for a long, long time. Texas was out of power for a long, long time. By the grace of God, we only lost power once. And man, listen, but everybody was not in that same situation. It was quite hellish. And still people are feeling the after effects because of burst pipes, not able to get water. Matter of fact, I went to Costco yesterday trying to buy water. Completely out of water? Out of water, period. No bottles, no jugs, no nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I didn't even try to, I couldn't. I mean, your dad has a big, big, big pot on the stove for water that we boil, that we've been using. Very interesting to go through that experience. I mean, lucky we're here. But I mean, it was 0 degrees below that with the wind chill. Like, that's unheard. Yes.
Last I heard it was 6. You're saying it got below 0, Mom?
Yes. I don't remember, it's all a blur now, but at least one night it got to 0. Like, my phone was like 0, and then with the wind chill it was below 0.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. And people were without heat.
Oh my gosh. And I also heard, Mom, that those with heat, there's a significant upcharge. Like, crazy.
It has yet to be seen what our bill is going to be, but I think it depends on whether or not okay. So Texas is not regulated as far as all that's concerned. So there's different methods of getting your electricity, I guess, different companies that offer electricity, and there's different plans. So some people have a variable rate plan. So when the demand is higher, the price goes higher as well. And so, I was reading just now, I actually just saw on the news that some people are having astronomical bills just from last week, like in the thousands and thousands of dollars. So I don't think we have a variable rate plan. I didn't want to bring it up to you. I was like, because we changed providers within the year. And I was like, I don't even want to look, because there's nothing I can do about it now. I'm just going to wait for the bill to come and see what we're looking at. Jeez, but yeah. Lord. So yeah, because yeah, on top of everything else, you might have to deal with broken pipes, no flood insurance coverage. And then the power company, for the little time that you did have power, or long time, it's relative, whatever your circumstance was, you might get a high A bill on top of it. And all because, well, several reasons, and I won't profess to understand the whole way it was set up, but apparently Texas is on its own island, for lack of a better phrase, when it comes to the whole power grid in the country. So like, there's a West Coast grid, a East Coast grid, and then Texas, because Texas is like, we got this, we can handle it on our own. We don't want to be regulated by the federal government. We can manage this on our own.
Sounds about right.
Absolutely not. So yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot more that comes out of this as the days progress. literally prayers out to those who, I mean, people lost lives. I think is the count is up to about 50 as we know of right now for a myriad of reasons. I mean, I saw a little boy, a little 9-year-old boy, I believe, froze hypothermia in his bedroom.
No.
Some people passed away because they were trying to find alternative ways to either light fires or bring gas, you know, heaters in that were not made for some, or sit in their cars and got carbon monoxide poisoning. You know, just, I mean, tragic. I mean, Nia, we had heat and it was cold. Thankfully, we had a wood burning fire. That was the other thing too, is like, I never so valued my wood burning fireplace as I do now. Because you know, a lot of the newer homes or more modern homes have those gas or heaters, fake fireplaces. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't keep you warm like burning some old school wood. And let me tell you something, your dad had that thing nonstop with wood because you know the tree that was cut down.
Exactly. I was so sad. I was about to say there was a reason for that because I was so sad when that tree had to get cut down, my little tree. But hey,
bless your heart.
Firewood.
Yeah. So the tree, there's a tree that was outside our house in the front, which
has always been there growing since always I was a toddler.
Yeah. Since you were a toddler, literally, since we first moved in here, but it was causing some foundation problems. Because the roots were growing and it was causing havoc. So we cut it down. Was that last year? Yeah, had to be.
Yeah, well, it's been a year in quarantine. So
it probably was 2019.
Yeah.
So the wood from the tree, I mean, we've been using it, but not like we used it this past week. So yeah, Jasenny was so sad that we had to get rid of that tree. But look, it was a blessing.
Yeah, yeah.
And here we go with a word on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because something that you may see immediately as something that causes you pain or causes you sorrow, down the line might serve a whole greater good and be blessed to give you some warmth.
I don't know. You want to hear?
Go ahead.
No, that was good. That was good. I said, you want to hear the sermon on my heart?
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear it.
God telling me to say that sometimes, even though you value something and it served you well for a long time, if it's becoming detrimental, if those roots are messing with your foundation,
Maybe.
Time to cut it. Not like the song.
Yeah, man. That's good. I don't know. Pastor Haynes would be proud, I think.
Right.
But anyway, yes. So by the grace of God, for real, it was not as bad for us as some, but my heart deeply goes out to those who lost lives, lost homes, you know, suffered any type of trauma from this. And once again, something that could have been avoided. But what we haven't talked about yet is the reason why it got so cold in the first place.
Let's talk about that.
Because climate change doesn't exist, does it?
Right.
But it's the coldest it's been in Texas in 100 years.
Doesn't make any sense. And like people think, oh, climate change is just, you know, global warming, the ice caps melting. No. Texas freezing?
Freezing. Below freezing. Way below freezing.
Zero degrees. And you're telling me climate change does not exist? Come on. Like, and I don't know what we are supposed to do. I mean, I think we're back in the Paris Agreement, right? I think I heard that.
Yes. Recently, thanks to President Biden.
Right. So, I mean, that's good, I guess. But I mean, shoot, I feel like every other time we're on this podcast talking about we got 10 years left. Now we spend a year in quarantine. What is it, 9 now?
Yeah.
Like the planet. I don't know what we're supposed to do. Also, because it's like, okay, I can recycle all day and night. All day and night. I can pick up every water bottle I see. I can only use, you know, recycled clothing and plates and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But if the corporations are piling oil into the water, if the corporations are, you know, smoke fumes and fossil fuels and all these things, well, my God, I don't think my water bottle is going to make much of a difference. I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Like, yeah,
unfortunately,
it's pretty
I hope we're not beyond repair But
I mean,
but it I don't even want to talk about it, but it sounds like, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
What's and I mean, happen. Like, think about like the California fires, all of those things, yeah, things that have been happening.
Absolutely. Like, well, the extremes in heat, just like, so I'm God only knows what the summer might be like, because we've had this extreme of a winter.
Yeah, that's real.
That extreme of summer. And they're talking about the same thing with the power grids, because if people are trying to run their ACs to, you know, because it's so hot, the reverse of what just happened, basically, which is what they do in California already, is sometimes they have to have the rolling power outages or what have you.
Right.
Because their system clearly works with the rolling power outages. I mean, it really is rolling. This was supposed to be rolling and it got stuck because people without power for days. My sister's power was out for 2 days, basically, with the exception of like 2 hours one night. I think it came on between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And then it was off the whole, you know, had been off that whole day and was off the whole next day.
That is insane. Like, I don't understand how we can't like sue. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is so inhumane, ridiculous.
Well, once again, we've got to use our power of the vote to vote those out of office.
Oh boy, going on vacation.
Yeah.
For his kids.
Huh? Yeah. Allegedly. I think he just blamed it on the daughter just to.
Of course he blamed it on the children.
Ridiculous. But you're a whole.
Goodbye.
A whole senator.
Goodbye. 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 Yeah. That was sad, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. I know you have to get ready for your show, but I wanted to ask about your new creative venture.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking about getting a creative outlet, right? And having something to do besides.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Besides, like, your, I guess that really did stick with me because I was itching. So basically, I've been really wanting to do, like, digital art. I always like to draw, like to sketch, da 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 da. But I don't know, something about like drawing on the iPad and like being able to erase and move and warp and not act like kind of like a fantasy drawing, kind of. So I got all the resources. Thankfully, my friend was an angel and she like was like, oh, I have this iPad that I'm literally not using. Do you want it? And I was like, do I want it? Yeah, I want it. Thank you.
Wow.
So I went and got a little Apple Pencil and started drawing on this iPad that I was gifted. And it's been fun. Like, it's been a nice, like, no stakes, do whatever you want. Who cares if it looks like so bad?
Can I see something?
Sure. I mean,
that you've done. I mean, I
haven't first done of all, much.
You have all, and your brother too. Like, both of you have been able, you can draw well, you know what
Thanks.
I mean, you've been drawing, like you gave me for my, was it birthday or Mother's Day?
Like, I think it was your birth.
Such a cute, like,
maybe it was Mother's
portrait
Day.
You know, with says Madre, and it's so, I mean, I was,
yeah,
like,
that was some of my best work.
That was really good. And Thanks. You but you always been able to draw, you know, really well. Like, that's a skill that I don't really have. I think it's I went from granddad to you, I guess. And Pop-Pop too. Pop-Pop had a good
artistic eye. Very artistic grandpas.
But yeah, so
you made this little Xavier.
So I'm like, what you got going over there?
I don't know. This is more of like a collage. Just like a, can you see it? It's just like nothing really drawing, but I was just doodling.
Okay, I see you. So you did all that. Oh, with the yin and the yang symbol. Okay, I'm sorry. You guys can't see. This is podcast 101. You don't talk about things that the audience cannot see.
Right. So if I were to describe, it's a black and white doodle. I can't even describe this with the genuine authenticity because I just.
But it's just a sketch. It's kind of like a doodle sketch. It kind of looks like a kind of like a graffiti wall. And then you can start to add color to that. Do you have anything that you've colorized yet?
I have this. I put my phone on shuffle. And the song that came up was Crazy by CeeLo Green. Mm-hmm. That made me crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. So I made this little, like, I don't even know if you can see this, but it says crazy in the back.
Okay.
In like big block letters, kind of groovy looking. And then there's this wired looking face on top of it. And then I just started writing like different, I don't know, different.
Like, was that inspired by Hamlet perhaps?
A little bit. Like, I started like One Life to Live, Shorty Buggin', Don't Worry About It, Sweetheart, But You Might Hear It From Me. Then I have Blur, Anxiety, Everyone Is Watching, Harness Your Strength, just different like collage of phrases and things in the background. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it was pretty therapeutic. I didn't judge myself. I just wrote anything good that came to mind. And I'm figuring out what I didn't anticipate was like the learning curve of the actual app. Mm-hmm. I'm using Procreate, which Vashti Harrison, the drawer. Yeah,
she uses that?
Yeah, she uses this.
You know, I so fangirl over her.
Yeah, I know. Her things are so cute. They're lovely. Oh my gosh.
I so fangirl over her. I know, well, we won't get into it now. We'll talk about the next podcast, the project that I'm working on.
A little sneak peek. Just so but anyway, know there's a project.
Yes, I know there's a project. So stay tuned. But anyway, and so you said about the learning curve.
Yeah, just like literally, because it's like kind of like Photoshop. It's kind of like, ironically enough, it's kind of like Snapchat, like with the little when you can draw on your images and stuff. Like I want this color and select this, like in the very basic sense. Snapchat, in a very elevated sense, it's like, you know, Photoshop and like all those type of things. But considering I've never done programming like this before, it's like learning how to do it and the layers and things like that. But it's really interesting. So I'm having a good time just messing around with all the different brushes and playing and things like that. But it's definitely, I forgot we had said that, like having a creative outlet. It's definitely that for me, just very, you know, chill. And fun.
Cool. Very cool. Well, I look forward to seeing what else you create. Thanks. I also look forward to getting my link for the show at some point of the video.
Yes.
And right now it's time for you to get ready. So I guess this is a good place for us to sign off. We didn't play our game today, but that's okay. We'll do it next time. All right, y'all. Well, we appreciate you eavesdropping in on our conversations as per usual. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find me at Kim Nelson Ingram on Instagram.
And you can find me at Jasenia Ingram pretty much everywhere.
All right. Well, we thank y'all for listening and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.